Life Audio.
Welcome to the Real Refreshment Podcast. Join us as we dive into motherhood at the foot of the throne with your host, Rachel Carmen. If you are tired, overwhelmed, and feeling alone, this is the place for you. A place for real moms with real stories seeking real refreshment found only in the living God. Take a minute to visit rachelcarmen.com and join the community of Real Refreshment listeners who are taking the dare to be in the Word as a top priority in the journey of motherhood. All right, let's kick off this latest episode of the Real Refreshment Podcast. Here's your host, Rachel Carmen.
Hey there, moms. I hope this finds you out having a really, really great day. We are posting this just before Thanksgiving Day. And the whole purpose of today's podcast is for you to enjoy a big exhale. I know that if your house is anything like mine, the day before Thanksgiving, things can be a little hairy. I remember a few years ago, the most favored recipe of everything that I generally make for the big feast on Thanksgiving Day was lost. And that is really bad news because I couldn't find it anywhere and I did not know who to contact to get it. And I was fairly confident that if I tried to substitute something else for the beloved recipe, that everyone was going to know the difference. And so I was trying to act like, you know, we had it all under control. It was all systems go. And I was looking and looking and looking and looking for this recipe. And then I finally found it and things were great and things were good. But all that to say, things can be a little stressful on the day before Thanksgiving and even the day of Thanksgiving because we're in that holiday season and we've got family and friends coming over. Your home might be like mine where I've got several of my kids coming home from school, which is awesome. I'm going to have grandkids here. I'm going to have my parents here. So it's going to be quite the mix here. And so the point of this podcast today is to give you an exhale. I'm imagining that you might listen to this, making your big grocery store run for the holiday. Maybe you'll listen to this, driving a meal to a friend. Maybe you'll listen to this while you're whipping up a recipe, maybe late at night or putting the turkey in. But the whole intention of this podcast today, and I hope that you'll share it if you know someone who needs it, is just so that you and I can take some time to refocus our mind on the most important things that we already have that we can and should be thankful for this holiday season. So my assistant and I gathered up some hymns and some quotes, some passages of scripture and a few poems. And we just, I endeavored to put them in an order that made sense. Some of this will be familiar. I think there's going to be a few things that are brand new. But again, I just want to encourage you to just let these truths and these poems and all of this to just wash over you and help you exhale and really enjoy this Thanksgiving. So first of all, to kick it off, I found this poem entitled All in a Word by Eileen Fisher. Tea for time together, turkey, talk, and tangy weather. H for harvest stored away, home and hearth and holiday. A for autumn's frosty air and abundance in the heart. N for neighbors and November, nice things, new things to remember. K for kitchen, kettles croon, Keith and Ken expected soon. S for sizzles, sights and sounds, and something special that abounds. That spells thanks for joy in living and a jolly good Thanksgiving. So as we start, I want to reiterate that Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, and primarily because I really think it is the holiday that sets the tone for the other two successive ones. So we have Thanksgiving, right? And then next month we have Christmas, and then a few months later we have Easter. And so Christmas, we celebrate the advent of Christ, his initial coming. God sent his son forth, right? And we celebrate that in the season of Advent and Christmas and Epiphany after that, right? And then we have a period where we have Lent, and then we celebrate Easter. But I think it's this season of Thanksgiving. If we dare to take advantage of it, we can settle in and remember all that we have to be thankful for, who God is, what He's already done. We have this season to refocus on Him. And I think as long as our focus is rightly on Him, everything else just flows from that. And so that's really what I want to invite you into as we take this time to listen to these passages, to listen to these poems and these hymns. So let's get started. I have some psalms I want to begin our time together with. Psalm 717, I will give thanks to the Lord because of His righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 9:1, I will give thanks to You, Lord, with all my heart, will tell of Your wonderful deeds. Psalm 35:18, I will give thanks to You in the general assembly. Among the throngs, I will praise You. Psalm 69:30, I will praise God's name in song and glorify Him with thanksgiving. Psalm 95:1-3, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. Psalm 100:4-5, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Psalm 106:1, praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Psalm 118:1, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. And that great hymn, great is Thy faithfulness. O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. We also have words of thankfulness in the epistles of Paul. In Ephesians 5:18-20, he writes, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Philippians 4:4-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. In the book of Colossians, Paul writes, in chapter 2:6-7, so then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Again, in chapter 3:15-17, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And finally, Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The anonymous author of the book of Hebrews writes in chapter 12, 28 through 29, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. And again in Hebrews 13, 15 through 16, through Jesus Christ, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. Then turning to the last book in the Bible, John the Revelator wrote this in chapter 7, verses 9 through 12. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Now I want to turn to a couple of other things. I've got a poem first, and then we're going to launch into some quotes and some more hymn poems. Pied Beauty by Gerard Manley Hopkins. Glory be to God for dappled things, for skies of couple colored as a brinded cow, for rose moles in the stipple upon trout that swim, fresh coal fire chestnut falls, finches wings, landscape plotted and pieced, fold, fallow, and plow, and all trades their gear and tackle and trim, all things counter, original, spare, strange, whatever is fickle, freckled, who knows how, with swift, slow, sweet, sour, a dazzle, dim, he fathers forth whose beauty is past change. Praise him. Next is one of my favorite hymns, and I'm going to say that probably several times, but you know this one oh so well. All creatures of our God and King. All creatures, worship God Most High. Lift up your voices in the sky. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam, thou rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, thou rising morn in praise rejoice, ye lights of evening find a voice. Thou flowing water, pure and clear, make music for your God to hear. Thou fire so masterful and bright, that givest all both warmth and light. Dear Mother Earth, who day by day unfoldest blessings on our way. The flowers and fruits that in thee grow, let them God's glory also show. And everyone with tender heart, forgiving others, take your part. Ye who long pain and sorrow bear, sing praise and cast on God your care. And thou, most kind and gentle death, waiting to hush our final breath, thou leadest home the child of God, as Christ before that way hath trod. Let all things their Creator bless, and worship God in humbleness. To God all thanks and praise belong. Join in the everlasting song. Sing ye, alleluia, alleluia. Now we turn to some quotes from some church leaders and pastors intermingled with some hymns. We need to discover all over again that worship is natural to all Christians, as it was to the godly Israelites who wrote the Psalms, and that the habit of celebrating the greatness and graciousness of God yields an endless flow of thankfulness, joy, and zeal. J.I. Packer. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhastening, and silent as light, not wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains, high soaring above thy clouds, which are fountains of goodness and love. To all life thou givest, to both great and small, in all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish as leaves on the tree, and wither and perish, but naught changeth thee. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All praise we would render, O help us to see. 'Tis only the splendor of light hideth thee. A thankful heart is one of the primary identifying characteristics of a believer. It stands in stark contrast to pride, selfishness, and worry, and it helps fortify the believer's trust in the Lord and reliance of His provision, even in the toughest times. No matter how choppy the seas become, a believer's heart is buoyed by the constant praise and gratefulness to the Lord. John MacArthur. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Are you ever burdened by a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you His wealth untold. Count your many blessings. Money cannot buy your rewards in heaven, nor your home on high. So, amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings. Angels will attend. Help and comfort give you till your journey's end. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. God has promised to supply all our needs. What we don't have now, we don't need now. Elizabeth Elliot. Hallelujah. All I have is Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus is my life. I was once lost in darkest night, yet thought I knew the way. The sin that promised joy and life had led me to the grave. I had no hope that you would own a rebel to your will. And if you had not loved me first, I would refuse you still. But as I ran my hell-bound race, indifferent to the cost, you looked upon my helpless state and led me to the cross. And I beheld God's love displayed. You suffered in my place. You bore the wrath reserved for me. Now all I know is grace. Now, Lord, I would be yours alone and live so all might see. The strength to follow your commands could never come from me. Oh, Father, use my ransom life in any way you choose, and let my soul forever be my only boast is you. Hallelujah. All I have is Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus is my life. It is not how much we have, but how much we enjoy that makes happiness. Charles Spurgeon. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. We ought to give thanks for all fortune. If it is good, because it is good. If bad, because it works in us patience, humility, and the contempt of this world and of the hope of our eternal country. C.S. Lewis. For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confessed, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Thou wast their rock, their fortress, and their might. Thou, Lord, their captain, in the well-fought fight. Thou, in the darkness dread, their one true light. O may thy soldiers faithful, true, and bold fight as the saints who nobly fought of old and win with them the victor's crown of gold. And when the fight is fierce, the warfare long, steals on the ear the distant triumph song, and hearts are brave again and arms are strong. The golden evening brightens in the west. Soon, soon, to faithful warriors cometh rest. Sweet is the calm of paradise and blessed. But lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. The King of glory passes on his way. From earth's wide bounds, from ocean's farthest coast, through gates of pearl stream in the countless hosts, singing to the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Alleluia, alleluia. Gratitude is an offering precious in the sight of God, and it is one that the poorest of us can make and not be poorer, but richer for having made it. A.W. Tozer. O worship the King, all glorious above. O gratefully sing his power and his love, our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. O tell of his might and sing of his grace, whose robe is the light, whose canopy space, his chariots of wrath, the deep thunder clouds form. And dark is his path on the wings of the storm. Your bountiful care, what tongue can recite? It breathes in the air, it shines in the light. It streams from the hills, it descends to the plain, and sweetly distills in the dew and the rain. Frail children of dust and feeble as frail, in you do we trust, nor find you to fail. Your mercies, how tender, how firm to the end, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend. O measureless might, unchangeable love, whom angels delight to worship above, your ransomed creation with glory ablaze in true adoration shall sing to your praise. Genuine thankfulness is an act of the heart's affections, not an act of the lips muscles. John Piper. Come, ye thankful people, come, raise the song of harvest home. All is safely gathered in ere the winter storms begin. God our Maker doth provide for our wants to be supplied. Come to God's own temple. Come, raise the song of harvest home. All the world is God's own field. Fruit as praise to God we yield. Wheat and tares together sown are to joy or sorrow grown. First the blade and then the ear. Then the full corn shall appear. Lord of harvest, grant that we wholesome grain and pure may be. For the Lord our God shall come and shall take the harvest home. From the field shall in that day all offenses purge away, giving angels charge at last in the fire the tares to cast, but the fruitful ears to store in the garner evermore. Even so, Lord, quickly come, bring thy final harvest home. Gather thou thy people in, free from sorrow, free from sin. There, forever purified, in thy presence to abide. Come with all thine angels, come, raise the glorious harvest home. It's one thing to be grateful, it's another to give thanks. Gratitude is what you feel, thanksgiving is what you do. Tim Keller. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of God's redeeming love. Here I find my greatest treasure. Hither by thy help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He, to rescue me from danger, bought me with his precious blood. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here, my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for your courts above. A spirit of thankfulness is one of the most distinctive marks of a Christian whose heart is attuned to the Lord. Thank God in the midst of trials and every persecution. Billy Graham. My heart is filled with thankfulness to him who bore my pain, who plumbed the depths of my disgrace and gave me life again, who crushed my curse of sinfulness and clothed me in his light and wrote his law of righteousness with power upon my heart. My heart is filled with thankfulness to him who walks beside, who floods my weakness with strength and causes fears to fly, whose every promise is enough for every step I take, sustaining me with arms of love and crowning me with grace. My heart is filled with thankfulness to him who reigns above, whose wisdom is my perfect peace, whose every thought is love. For every day I have on earth is given to the King. So I will give my life, my all, to love and follow him. Here is another Thanksgiving poem that I found, but this one does not have an author listed. It's entitled Thanksgiving Observance. Count your blessings instead of your crosses. Count your gains instead of your losses. Count your joys instead of your woes. Count your friends instead of your foes. Count your smiles instead of your tears. Count your courage instead of your fears. Count your full years instead of your lean. Count your kind deeds instead of your mean. Count your health instead of your wealth. Count on God instead of yourself. Now, as we wind up this podcast today, I'm going to end with the consummate Thanksgiving hymn. And I want to encourage you to make this a part of your celebration of this Thanksgiving feast this year. No matter what sacrifices you've had to make this year, or the circumstances, the challenges, the obstacles, the difficulties that you have faced this year, know this: God is sovereign over all of it. He is squarely in control, and He loves you. And whatever you're in the midst of, He is in the midst of it with you. I love what Pam Tebow, I've heard her speak several times, and I remember her saying that nothing touches us that has not been faithfully filtered through the Father's fingers. And we ought to remember that this Thanksgiving Day and thank Him for all that He's already done, who He is, focus squarely on Him. Here is the poem that is also the hymn we gather together. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens His will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to His name. He forgets not His own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, whose kingdom calls all to the love which endures. So from the beginning, the fight we are winning. You, Lord, were at our side. All glory be yours. We all do extol you, our leader triumphant, and pray that you still our defender will be. Let your congregation escape tribulation. Your name be forever praised. O Lord, make us free. Moms, dads, families, I pray that you will have a very blessed Thanksgiving feast. And I'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you have a question or comment, we invite you to send it to info@rachelcarman.com. And while you're at Rachel's website, check out her wonderful resources, including the Word in Motion Bible curriculum. We want to take a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the podcast. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. Moms, more than ever, we really do need each other. We need to be challenged, and we need accountability in the Word. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you in the next episode of the Real Refreshment Podcast.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app, or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.